From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott, sitting in for Jennifer Ludden. The body of Pope John Paul II lay in state today in the Vatican's Apostolic Palace. Dignitaries began paying respects there as tens of thousands of visitors thronged St. Peter's Square for a memorial mass. Tomorrow, members of the public will begin viewing the Pope's body in St. Peter's Basilica. NPR's Peter Kenyon was out in St. Peter's Square today and filed this report.
The huge crowds that filled the enormous square in front of the basilica continued to show up through the day. The faithful gazed at giant television screens projecting the first images of the Pope since his death. John Paul's fierce defense of conservative Catholic doctrine may have been controversial in some quarters, but he drew near universal admiration for the dignity of his struggle with ill health. The official death certificate listed the cause of death as septic shock and heart failure. Lori Crouch and Melinda Sweet from Virginia arrived with children from their church in tow.
Just seems perfect to come here. We can't miss it.
And we have a group of 11 eighth grade children who are experiencing something that will never be repeated in their lifetime. This is the only Pope they've all known, and they love him. And I think that there's no place else we'd all rather be right now.
At the Requiem Mass, Cardinal Angelo Sodano drew long applause when he asked the assembled throng to send the Pope on to the next life with their prayers.
Affidiamo con fiducia Cristo risorto.
With faith, we entrust to the resurrected Christ our beloved Pope, John Paul II, who led the Universal Church for 27 years as the successor of Peter.
The crowd included Muslims, Buddhists, and members of other faiths who praised the Pope's tireless outreach efforts. Reverend Father Christian Anyaung from Nigeria says this pontiff's conservatism was his strength.
Even throughout his papacy, he has been so courageous to speak opinion of the church on even sensitive issues. Call it abortion, call it whatever. He has always been consistent, and he's a true leader for us.
But what some saw as strength, more progressive Catholics saw as an unwillingness to embrace church reforms that they feel are badly needed. Peter Cothran of Liverpool came to pay respects despite his differences with this pontiff.
I think he was a tremendously conservative pope, unfortunately, and it may be that the next one will have to have more liberal ideas about where the church is going from here. But I can't say I have very many great hopes for that, to be honest with you.
My name is Isaac Orozco. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas. Well, actually, I'll be looking with hoping to be guided. You don't know, because the Holy Spirit chooses through human instruments. So I'm all open. No expectations.
Siamo qui. Sotto la stessa luce.
Expectations will certainly build as the secretive meeting of cardinals known as the conclave approaches. Today, though, the faithful set those thoughts aside, determined to celebrate the passing of Karol Wojtyła from this life. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, St. Peter's Square.
For full coverage of events surrounding the death of Pope John Paul II, go to our website at npr.org.